with the eyes and ears of the world centered on Algeria and France, the Mutual Broadcasting System, in the public interest, presents a running account of the important speech being delivered to the French people today by President Charles de Gaulle. President de Gaulle opened his speech by saying that today he wore his uniform as general, to show that he was general of the army as well as president of France. With this note of hardness and determination, the speech began. Here in the Mutual Studios in New York, we are taking a simultaneous translation of de Gaulle's speech. However, the fidelity of the speech,
it may be believed that
has sometimes interfered with our being able to understand each word as it happens.
But then,
for the moment, let's listen to the translation of the speech. There will be some moments, however, when it is not completely understandable.
Some have taken the path of insurrection. They have fired upon troops, and they have killed good soldiers. They have arisen with arms in their hands against the authority of France. They were initially assisted by the favorable uncertainties of some of the military elements, and they based themselves upon the feverish passions excited by the leaders. They have, by all these means up to now, obtained the support of a part of the European population. They presented the forced strike, the closure of means of transport and of stores, and they have tried to produce a rupture of national unity and have even aroused the indignation of the French nation. There isn't a single man of good sense who will not be aware of the consequences that might flow from this horrible situation if it were to perpetuate itself. In the face of these blows upon France, I address myself first of all to the French of Algeria. They know me for some time, for a long time. On numerous occasions, I have found myself among them, in particular during the war when a large number of its sons had fought in the Army of Liberation, or after the May 58 troubles, when I had taken the leadership of France in order to unite France on either side of the Mediterranean. And now an effort is being made to disrupt this unity which I hold very dear to my heart.